Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1305, House of Pain, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, you may be wondering, I'm such a huge Batman fan, how could I have forgotten to mention that the Justice League Snyder Cut was released 4 days ago and I haven't talked about it yet? Well, that's because I haven't watched it yet. Oops, I've been a little bit busy, but I'm gonna watch it and I won't talk about it in case you haven't watched it. I don't wanna give away any spoilers. But in case you're wondering why I haven't mentioned it and what I thought about it, well, I haven't watched it yet. So that's why. All right, enough Batman talk. I'm sure you're eager to hear today's post, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. House of Pain, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. At Mark Fisher Fitness, we're a big believer in fun. Not plain old vanilla fun. Fun with triple exclamation points. Fun with capital letters. We believe ridiculousness is an important element of fitness and life success. We pride ourselves on an anything-goes, outrageous fitness environment where pants are accepted but strongly discouraged. There is, however, one thing we do not joke about, and that's safety. For folks new to Mark Fisher Fitness, sometimes this can require a lot of patience. Not only are we conservative with weight until we can create solid technique, but we also strive to make ninjas aware that pain isn't normal. If exercise hurts beyond the normal discomfort of working out, something's up, and we need to get the ouchie addressed ASAP. I would be so much cooler if I was into House of Pain. But instead, I'm listening to the original cast recording of the off-Broadway musical Giant. There's no way to have optimal movement with pain, as your body will do whatever it needs to do to avoid hurting. Usually this means less than ideal patterns of movement, which often lead to overstressing another part of the body until it too starts to feel pain. We've developed a reputation as a go-to place for folks who've experienced chronic injuries. Thanks to our studies in the white magic mysticism of injury reduction and rehab protocols, we feel great about handling just about anything at this point. To be clear, if you're actually hurting, we need a physical therapist or other clinician to help you out and address the pain. But when it comes time to start moving again, we love helping folks inch back into the waters of fitness. We love teaching them better patterns of movement, and we love nurturing them through the very understandable fear that usually accompanies this process. That said, you should know, pain is quite mysterious. What is pain? Part of the issue is that pain is still not completely understood. We don't know why some people seem to get beat up so easily, even when doing everything quote-unquote right from a training and recovery perspective. Conversely, some people do feats of epic stupidity and never seem to feel banged up. And here's where it gets quirkier. Let me blow your mind for a minute with science. Some people feel no pain, but seem to have major stuff going on. The New England Journal of Medicine published a study back in 1994 where they found that 82% of people without back pain had a disc bulge protrusion or extrusion, meaning bad things happening to their spine, and 38% had two or more bad things going on. WTF, Don't you worry, shoulders are often messed up too. In one study by Sher and colleagues back in 1995, they found that 34% of the people they studied without shoulder pain had a rotator cuff tear. And the participants older than 60, 64% of them had tears. On the flip side, we've dealt with many ninjas who are dealing with chronic pain, but MRIs can't find anything wrong with the problematic joint. And anyone who's struggled with chronic pain knows how frustrating this can be. It becomes a major quality of life issue. Pain is created by messengers in our nervous system. They bring us awareness when we have some tissue damage. Generally, this is useful. But part of the problem is this system gets overactive in the case of chronic pain. Oftentimes, these messengers get super sensitive and start freaking out more than what is appropriate. These messengers are a bit tense because of their history, so now they overreact. They're often panicking and letting our brain know something's up, but it's disproportional to what's actually going on. So, what should I do? Let's be clear, you are always better off erring on the safe side. Sometimes pain is not a muscle or joint thing. Sometimes it's a medical thing. This is why we're so strict about having ninjas see a clinician if they're feeling pain. But what if you do your due diligence and we can't find anything wrong? At that point, we need to do our good faith best to first understand what pain means and what it doesn't mean. By no means am I ever a proponent of quote-unquote pushing through. But interestingly enough, many folks seem to actually get relief just from understanding how pain works. There's a large psychological component to pain, and many people will start to feel better just by appreciating there may be truly nothing wrong with them. They just have some overly protective messengers looking out for their well-being. Remember, your body is designed to function perfectly in a world that no longer exists. Outside of that, provided the clinician has signed off on returning to exercise, you need to really ease your way back in. Don't go nuts out of the gate. If pain has kept you inactive, you need to slowly resume your former fitness activity and give your tissues time to adjust. Furthermore, if it's at all possible to work with a highly skilled coach, this is a key investment. Oftentimes, people dealing with pain need to work with someone who can really keep an eagle eye on their technique so they learn to move better. Although pain isn't completely understood, it's important that anyone working out addresses pain. Even if it's not some major medical issue, it could completely derail your training and your quality of life. Safety first. You just listened to the post titled House of Pain by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Pain that you experience while working out is definitely a sign that it's time to stop. But it doesn't mean you need to stop the workout. I'll explain. Pain can be temporary, like a warning signal. Your body's saying, whoa, we didn't like that thing you just did. Don't do that again. or it can show up as a burning sensation in your muscles, like when you're running really fast and the muscles in your legs start to feel like they're on fire. That's a normal reaction. When your muscles start to burn like that during high-intensity exercise, your body is basically telling you that those muscles are running on empty. They're out of fuel. But it's possible to push past this feeling. In fact, there are some benefits to doing that once in a while. But when you experience pain of a different sort, not burning muscles during high-intensity activity, but like a body part isn't moving like it should or is tender to the touch, well, it's time to stop and rest. It may mean some damage has occurred. It could be very minor or a bit more serious. Like when I experienced plantar fasciitis recently, the pain on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, was an 11. 11 was the highest. Sorry, Spinal Tap reference. But the pain was really, really bad. The key for me was to rest it. I could not be on my foot for very long. And I definitely wasn't working out using my lower body. So the key, again, is to stop and rest. See if the pain goes away. If it doesn't, then it should be examined by a health professional. Just as Mark said in his post, it's usually not a good idea to push through the pain and hope it goes away. In fact, if you do start experiencing some pain, use the acronym RICE to help you recover, especially if there's swelling. No, you don't need to eat rice to feel better. Again, RICE is just an acronym where the R in RICE stands for rest. The I stands for ice, meaning apply ice to the area that's in pain. The C stands for compression, meaning bandage the area snugly, but not too tightly. And E stands for elevation, meaning rest the injured body part so that it lies above the heart, like elevating your leg when you're on the couch. This should help you feel better in no time. But if it doesn't help, just as Mark said, definitely seek the advice of a health professional. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.